This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The City of Chicago has reached a megawatt milestone. Chicago city buildings are now 100% powered by renewable energy. More than 400 buildings, including O'Hare International Airport, Harold Washington Library, 98 Chicago fire stations, and two of the world's largest water treatment plants, are now purely using clean energy, making Chicago one of the largest U.S. cities operating its municipal buildings with clean, renewable power. With city structures using about 800,000 megawatt hours of energy annually, the transition is projected to slash Chicago's carbon emissions by 290,000 metric tons every year. That's the same as eliminating 62,000 cars from the road. Matthew Popkin, the city's and community's U.S. program manager at the nonprofit Rocky Mountain Institute, said, "Chicago is demonstrating directly how cities can lead by example, implement ambitious goals amid evolving state and federal policy changes, and leverage their purchasing power to support a more equitable renewable energy future." A drug that may temporarily help people with mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease is expected to be available at pharmacies by the end of March. Zunveil, approved by the Food and Drug Administration last July, is an equally effective but better tolerated version of the drug Razadyne. Like other medicines for the neurodegenerative disease of Alzheimer's, the new medication Zunveil cannot cure, reverse, or slow its progression, but the drug might help people with Alzheimer's retain some memory and cognitive skills. As a cholinesterase inhibitor, Zunveil helps preserve a brain chemical involved in thinking and memory, a brain chemical made by cells that Alzheimer's destroys. The medication may also reduce gastrointestinal side effects, which cause many patients to stop taking Razadyne. Lauren D'Angelo, the chief operating officer of the biopharmaceutical company that makes the drug, says, "We believe that Zunveil will make a meaningful difference in the lives of those affected by this debilitating disease." A Bozeman High School teacher has won a prestigious National Teaching Award. Miles McGeehan was recently honored with the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. On January 13th, in the last days of the Biden administration, President Joe Biden announced the awards for 336 teachers and mentors nationwide. McGeehan has been a public school educator for 20 years. Of his Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching, McGeehan said, "I'm looking forward to some of the professional development opportunities that take place in Washington, D.C. with all of these amazing teachers across the country." McGeehan teaches science and advanced placement, or AP, classes at Bozeman High School and says he discovered that he wanted to teach science at the high school level. McGeehan says, "I liked working with adolescents. I returned and added a second degree option at Penn State, adding on secondary science education, and I rolled with it ever since. I had a great time student teaching in Philadelphia, and I kept in it." McGeehan says he's encouraged seeing past students flourish after graduation. He keeps a wall full of thank you cards. McGeehan said, "Students often say thank you on the way out. It's really endearing here at Bozeman High. It's probably one of the coolest forms of recognition. It's kind of like my go juice," McGeehan said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.